So it was announced yesterday that Campion are going to be in the NCEL from next season. I mean, it's fantastic news for the club, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, we've been working very, very hard for the past 6 to 12 months to try and push Campion, who have got a rich 50-year history, towards the North East Counties, because we've been in the West Riding County Amateur for a long while now, and I think the club really needed to progress, and the North East Counties was a natural progression, following sides like Brighouse Town and Silverton, who have done similar things to move into semi-professional football.
And obviously, when you move into the NCEL, you're then facing teams, you know, which get decent crowds for that level. You can progress and really move forward.
Well, that's the hope. I mean, one thing we always battle with at Campion is trying to make sure that we can get businesses, local businesses, supporting us and really grow the club, not just in terms of the playing side, but also the fans and things like that. And I think what the North East Counties does is gives us a good base from which we can now say to businesses, listen, there's going to be this many people coming to our games, you're going to be spread all across Yorkshire, things like that. So the whole infrastructure of the club can improve.
And obviously, when you look at the journey that this team have been on in terms of trying to get here, just how good is it now to be in that position where you are there? It is kind of one of the jobs he's done.
I'm pretty sure that the first team manager, James Bicknell, hasn't stopped smiling since the announcement was made yesterday at 4 o'clock. He really has been. And James has done so much to make sure we get there. And I think half of us is kind of like, it's very exciting. On the flip side of that, it's a massive challenge, you know. We've got to make sure we've got some floodlights to go up over the closed season, and we've got to make sure that everything that needs to be in place is in place so that we can not just be there but compete as well.
And I was going to mention that in terms of now what changes need to be made. I mean, is it a case that you already had things in place for if you were to go up, or is there a lot of work to be done?
Pretty much everything is in place except the floodlights, which you'll appreciate is the biggest outlay, and also the construction work required means that it can't happen during the season. So the North East Counties have come to us a couple of times, have seen the facilities we've got, and we're based at the Manningham Mill Sports Association, which is a wonderful location in terms of the facilities that's there, and it's just a case of let's get the lights up, and then our ground is fully standard to go into that division, and from there we can build on, get more seats in, things like that, and work our way up. But certainly we meet the criteria we require for next year.
And when you look at being a part of the NCEL, the history which goes with them leagues, and obviously you look at some of the names that have been in there, it must be a great feeling to now be a part of that.
It's for myself, certainly, I didn't realise quite the network that the NCEL had, and James knows local football inside out, he knows a lot more about this. I deal with all our media stuff and our Twitter feed and everything, and I can tell you since 4 o'clock yesterday, we haven't stopped receiving congratulations from other clubs right across the region about how proud they are of us and what we've done, and telling us this is the paper that you need to speak to and things like that, and just how big the network is. It really is a serious thing we're doing.
And obviously, you know, you're doing an interview right now. I know a lot of people at the club are doing interviews. It really has gained a lot of attention, this story, which can only be good news for the club, because the more people that know about the club, the more chance you've got that fans will go to the games.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you put us in the context of where we were and where the place we're based was 15 years ago. And you'll know the Manningham riots, obviously, that happened in 2001. Just 15 years on from that, you've got a team that is based in the heart of that location that's now stepping into semi-professional football. And I think the stories go, you know, Vardy's very good, but ours may be just as stoneworthy. So it's exciting that this progression has happened. And as you say, there's a lot of people talking about it in the media. I think Telegraph and Argus have picked up today, and hopefully the club can blossom from there.
And obviously you talk about that attention. Just what is the aim for next season now? Is it a case of maybe focusing on things off the field in terms of getting a good crowd and trying to develop the squad, or are there set aims now for the team?
I think you've got to work on both in tandem, really. I think if you focus off the pitch, then you lose something on it. And I think if you focus solely on it, the infrastructure that you need around it doesn't get done. You may know from last year, we've implemented a number of things, such as Campion TV was focused on, where we broadcast interviews and everything after the game, all with the aim of trying to attract sponsors and giving them something back, because we've got some businesses that have been very kind enough to give us money so that we can try and promote them. So we want to be active in doing that. And I think next season we've got to be more active in doing that. And hopefully with that comes more businesses that will want to help us out. But at the same time, on the pitch, I think the first thing people look at for Campion in the North East Counties is going to be how do they perform on the pitch. You know, if we finish bottom of the league and don't compete in any of the matches, then people are going to think Campion are maybe above their level here. So we've really got to compete.
And I was just going to ask as well about the role Don Matteo's played. Obviously, you know, round Yorkshire, a bit of a legend in terms of his time at Leeds. Just how big an influence has he been? I know he's getting quite a bit of media attention for the club recently as well.
Certainly, Dom is a useful tool, shall we say. He's a friend of the club, and he's a friend of James, who obviously first team manager, as I mentioned. And Dom will pretty much do anything that he can to help us, to promote the club, whether that be through social media, and that means our reach goes a lot further than other local clubs can. He was at our presentation night last year, and hopefully we'll be there again tomorrow night. And like I say, he does what he can within his obviously busy schedule and things like that. And to have someone like that on board is kind of a unique selling point for a local club like us, that we can call on favours like that and get that kind of influence, if you see what I mean.